Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, hello, everybody out there, and every day is Saturday land. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the show. Let me tell you, before we get going, it's cold. It's January 24th, 2014. I don't know when you're going to hear this podcast, but that's the day it is today. And let me tell you something. I can't wait. I look 30 days ahead, February 24th. You know, wherever I'm at, I always look a month ahead, 2 months, 3 months ahead. Did you ever listen to my podcast about the oil change sticker? I got to make a note to talk about that today. Let me just tell you, before we get into anything, it's cold in Cincinnati. It's got to be like 10 below zero. Anyway, my name's Sam Crowley, founder of EveryDayIsSaturday.com. Go over there, put your email in because we want to stay in touch with you, let you know everything that's going on every single time. We got a special event that you can plug into with entrepreneurs all around the world. You want to hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Give us a suggestion for the show. What do you want to talk about? Crushing procrastination, overcoming adversity, taking massive action, how to cook. Might teach that too. Whatever it is, man, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. If we use your suggestion, we'll let you know and also mention you on the number one motivational show on the planet. So, hey, we're going to wrap up a great week we've had on the show here, talking about modeling others, modeling behavior, talking about just not having to reinvent the wheel, you know, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the target you want to focus on. We're going to talk about the toolbox. Put those two things together and watch you take off. The triple T, the target, the toolbox, and taking off. All right. Let me talk about the oil change sticker because I can see right now, Sam, you never talked about the oil change sticker. You brought it up. Listen, here's what I do. You may think this is the most corniest thing ever. You may think that I'm the next Albert Einstein. Either way, this is what I do. So whenever I get my oil changed, my wife thinks I'm just a complete moron. But these are the things I do. I got to tell you, this is the truth. This is what I do. This is what I do. So I go to Borcherding Buick here in Mason, Ohio, outside Cincinnati. That's where I bought my two Buicks 2 years ago. We bought an Enclave. We bought a Regal. Family drives the Enclave, which is amazing because the Buick Enclave fits more people more comfortably than this huge Yukon Denali we had that we traded in. I would never would have guessed it because Yukon Denali is like driving around a Sherman tank. And the Enclave, more legroom for my daughters. Amazing. Never would have thought it. Smaller vehicle. And so anyway, we got the Enclave. We got the Buick Regal. And I take them in to get oil changes. And when I take them in, this is the silliest thing, but I've been doing this since I was 22 years old when I went to my very first Valvoline instant oil change on Delaware Avenue in Buffalo, New York. That was the first time I ever saw you could go in like a McDonald's, get your oil change, wait, and just drive like a drive-thru, you know? So anyway, I go to the dealership. I hang out. They got Wi-Fi. I do work in the dealership. Great place to get work done. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in a dealership. It's $39 for an oil change and a tire rotation at the Buick dealership here in Cincinnati. And I don't know what it is anywhere else, but I can't imagine it's any cheaper. Matter of fact, because the newer cars, most of them only take this synthetic oil. So if you want the good stuff and get the tires rotated every time, you sit in this really nice, cushy waiting room, these nice leather chairs. They got TVs on. They got free Wi-Fi, water, coffee. I mean, it is, you know, I don't know. It's a great experience. I don't think it was always like that. Maybe this might be something just in the past 15 years. I always thought it was so much more expensive to get your oil changed at a dealership, but that's not the case. So I sit there and I get work done, and then my the guy comes out to Mr. Crow. If he doesn't already say, "We checked, you need an air filter, $75." Yeah, they always try to. That's, you know, that's why they want you to bring your car in, right? Wiper blades, they're only specific to the Regal, so it's $37. And he goes, "Yeah, okay, thanks." So you get the oil change, you put the sticker on, you drive out. And let's say right now, because I just got my oil change, January of 2014, the sticker says, "Come back April 2014. I think, oh, can you imagine April? Oh, my gosh, the leaves are back on the trees. The grass, I'm mowing the grass for the first time in April. It smells like cut grass after it's done, and it's still a little crisp cold at night, but it's warm in the day. It's like 72 degrees. Oh, April. That's what I do. I stare at the oil change sticker, and I just fantasize about April. And then conversely, obviously, when it's July and it puts it on there, it says October, it's like, Halloween, oh, that's going to be fun. The leaves are changing. The worst oil change stickers I get are when I get the oil changed in October, because then it's November, December, January. Oh, so I don't know if that makes me any more shallow in your eyes. I can't imagine that's even possible. Or maybe I sit, like I said, at the right hand of some of the greatest thought leaders in the world in your mind. Either way, that's what I do. It helps me get through 90 days at a time. So when I think about how darn cold it is today, I think, wow, 3 months from now, it's January 24th. It's going to be April 24th. It's almost going to be May 1st. May 1st, you kidding me? Memorial Day, 4th of July, barbecue time. That's what's in my mind. That's how I get through a day like today. And I tell everybody that, and they all think I'm nuts. We're going out to dinner tonight with a couple, guarantee. I'm going to mention that to them. They're going to say, "Check, please," which happens every time. Can't even go on a date with my wife because everybody thinks I'm absolutely out of my mind. That's why I host a show called The Everyday Saturday Show. So we're going to continue to talk about modeling today, and in a sense that your target. What's your target? What's your target right now? What is it in business? Let's just talk about business right now. Everybody wants to make more money, okay? You want to make more money because why? You want more freedom. You want nice things. You want to take care of your kids, your grandkids, things like that. We got to be super, super clear, though, on what that target is, because so many people are wishy-washy. I might just say 95% of the people. 95% of the people are just wishy-washy. Like, yeah, no, I'm excited. I mean, I was more excited a month ago. It can't be like that. How can you possibly be more excited a month ago than you are right now about something? What happened? What happened in 30 days? You know, like I said, this is the end of January. January 15th, 95% of New Year's resolutions are over. They're done. They're done. 95%. Isn't that amazing? Like, you would even think that even with stupid New Year's resolutions, they would make it till February 1st. January 15th? Are you kidding me? They're done. Done. They had no target. It's amazing. 80% of your success is going to come to you as a result of your psychology. It's going to be the physiology. It's going to be how you carry yourself, chest out or chest in, shoulders slumped over, shoulders back, right? Speaking with confidence, when you learn to speak with confidence, you got to say it, man. You got to own it. You got to absolutely own it. You know, I listen to a lot of Tony Robbins. Maybe you hear some of it in some of my trainings as well. I love Tony. I love what he teaches. Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Bob Proctor. And when I was listening to Tony, I bought one of his products called the Ultimate Edge a few years ago. And I was going running through this small village, Springville, New York, bedroom community of Buffalo, New York, where we go in the summertime. And I had my headphones in. I'm listening to Tony. I'm doing incantations. And incantations is literally where you just change your physiology. I mean, you just – I'll tell you exactly what I did. And I would press my thumb to my index finger, my middle finger, my ring finger, my pinky. And I would go, "Every day I'm feeling stronger and stronger. Yes, every day I'm feeling stronger and stronger. Yes, every day in every way I'm feeling better and better. Yes, every day in every way I'm feeling better and better. Yes." And you do that with every syllable. You go through each finger 5 times, okay? And it was amazing. Like, it put me in a completely different physiological state. Now, some of you listening right now, you get it. I mean, you're doing it right now. You hit pause. I do it. Just do it. Do it with me real quick. You ready? Every day in every way, I'm feeling stronger and stronger. Yes. Every day in every way, I'm feeling stronger and stronger. Yes. But then you'll say, oh, well, that was neat. I mean, no, it's going to last. That's when I used to run. Well, I still do run. Now I go to the gym on a treadmill. I'm more of a sprinter now because I decided I want a sprinter's body. I didn't want a marathoner's body. And I sprint. I get on the treadmill. I'll turn it all the way as high as it goes to 12 miles an hour. And I'll run as fast as I can until I'm like, like that on the treadmill. Now, I got music blasting in my ear. I don't care. I'm changing my physiological state. I can't go to the gym and get what I want out of the gym unless I am a complete maniac, all right? And in order to be a complete maniac, I can't act like a maniac. And I'm not doing it to anybody to look at me. Trust me, I don't want anybody to look at me. But if you saw me on a treadmill, you would be looking at me. Because I got it going 12 miles an hour, and then I'll jump off. And then I'll put it down to 3 miles an hour and I'll walk for a few minutes. Or not a few minutes, like a minute and a half. Until my heart rate goes down to like 140, 135. And my goal is to get my heart rate up to 165, 170. And then I'll jump off the treadmill while it's going 12 miles an hour. So imagine that guy. Like this happens to me all the time. Imagine you're a 65-year-old gentleman, lady or gentleman. And you just want to get on the treadmill and walk in your nice velour jogging suit. It's a nice club, Five Seasons Country Club here. And in comes the guy with the mandana on, a sleeveless, a wife beater shirt on with a pair of ripped shorts. And he jumps on the treadmill with no warning, no warm up, no nothing, going 12 miles an hour. And at first it's like this. And then it's like this. And then it's like that. And all you want to do is enjoy. But that's the physiological state I get myself in. Because the target rate, I already know the target rate I want to get to is 170. That's my heart rate that I want to get it to. You know, that's about probably right before it's going to explode. And then it comes down to 140 and I jump back on and I monitor it. So you can't manage what you don't measure. I mean, I hope you understand that. I mean, I don't know if you know, if you're measuring your business, your health, whatever it is, if you don't manage it, if you don't measure it, you can't manage it, right? So you have to have the target and you have to change that physiological state you're in. You got to say, damn it, I don't accept where I'm at any longer. We talked about modeling over the past few shows this week. And I wonder, after I got done with the show, we did the editing and uploaded it to iTunes and to the website. By the way, it's a good place for a break right here. If you are not a subscriber of this podcast, you need to be. I mean, you need to go to everydayissaturday.com, click on the podcast button, and become a subscriber. That way, whenever there's a new show updated, you'll be made aware of it. You can also subscribe to us through iTunes. Hey, would you mind also, can I ask you a favor? Can you go to iTunes, leave a great review? Leave a 5-star review with maybe a nice comment, honest review, and let us know how the show helps you. So other people, when they're searching through iTunes for motivation, entrepreneurial training, they'll be able to see your comments and they'll know that this is the show they want to listen to make every day Saturday. So when I want to change my physiological state, I mean, we've been talking about this whole modeling things. I look at other people. I get on YouTube and I'll watch videos of individuals who have the body that I want, okay? And it's not that I'm sitting here all starstruck and I want to be a Hollywood movie star. I just know I want to be in the greatest shape of my life. Went to the doctor March of 2012. He said I had the body of a 21-year-old, meaning took the blood work, heartbeat, all that good stuff, blood pressure. Sam, you're 21 years old based on this chart. I said, Doc, I'll see you soon. He goes, you don't got to come back for another 5 years. I said, all right. I hadn't been to the doctor for 15 years prior to that. See, I don't go to the doctor. I just don't go. And I'm saying I'm blessed, and I'm not saying, you know, people that come down with these, there's certain individuals you feel horrible for. Great life, great family, and yet they got hit. Bad things happen to good people. I'm talking about the person that doesn't treat their body like a temple, that doesn't exercise. Look, we're talking 30, 60 minutes, you know, a day. It's not that big a deal. So I hadn't been to the doctor forever because try to eat right. You should too. I mean, you really should. I get on YouTube. I'm fanatical about a few things: personal development, health, and business. Those are the things you'll always. I follow the same people on Twitter that I watch their videos on YouTube, that I listen to their audibles on the internet. Because of why? Because this whole modeling thing that we've been talking about. You can do that. You got to have the target because so many people want the toolbox. Sam, give me the tools. Give me the tools. Well, let me tell you. You want the tools to be successful? They've already been laid out for you. You don't have to go find them. Again, it's with the individuals who are already doing what you want to do. For example, I wouldn't go on MySpace right now and spend a lot of time there trying to promote my business. Why? Because my target market doesn't live there. The people in my niche, speakers, consultants, seminar leaders, people like that who do what I do at a very high level, I'm talking 8-9-figure level, they're not posting on MySpace. They have Facebook fan pages with 300,000-400,000 people on them. They have YouTube channels with millions of subscribers on them and millions of views, thousands of subscribers, okay? They have shows just like this. And then they have LinkedIn profiles, people viewing all those. See, I don't go and think, what can I do today that nobody else is doing? And you shouldn't either. You shouldn't do that. You should just simply go, literally, in this whole theme of modeling we've been talking about this week, go out and find the target, first of all, in your mind and make that physiological change that you got to make to be that person, because you can model the practice of somebody who's a great marketer, great business person, for example, since we're talking about business, or you can, heck, even health-wise, you can model them the way they talk and you can wear the same clothes. Let me ask you a question. If I wore the same Speedos or swim trunks as Michael Phelps, could I beat him in an Olympic swim? No. I mean, it wouldn't last 4 seconds. He'd be way down and done. Why? Well, geez, I'm wearing the same outfit. It doesn't matter. Dude's been doing it forever, and he changes his physiological state when he gets in the pool. I mean, there is no room for small talk or thinking about anything other than just crushing the competitor. That's the state you got to be in. That's why I said those incantations. Every day in every way, I'm feeling stronger and stronger. Yes! And you got to mean it. When you're that certain and you're that focused, that's 80-80. Probably more, but let's just say 80% of your success is going to be that person who you don't think you are, but you know you need to be. And let me tell you something. The person you are modeling had those same thoughts you did. But at some point, they flipped the switch. At some point, they thought, I'm done. I'm done playing small. I'm done being average. I'm going to change my physiological state. This person you're listening to screaming into your audio right now was not this same person 10 years ago. It wasn't that way. I had to change my physiological state and then focus on the target that I wanted to hit, and then go get a hold of that damn toolbox that everybody else was using to be successful. But the tools don't make a hill of beans difference if you don't have the mental mindset you need to get out there and play the game. So here's what you got to do. Find out where you're going. That'd be a really good thing to do over the course of the next couple days. I mean, really find out where you're going. As we talked about earlier, find out the reason. Because before you can have answers, you got to have reasons why you're going there. And then get a hold of the toolbox. But take it in bite-sized chunks. If it's a YouTube channel you want to develop, just do that for now. If it's your own podcast like this, just do that for now. If it's offline, you're going to do hotel meetings? Those are awesome. Look, offline, man, it still works. The belly-to-belly meetings still have influence on people. Do that too. But just take it in bite-sized chunks and focus on one thing at a time. Find somebody who's doing these belly-to-belly meetings. Find somebody who has influence in the marketplace. And I'll tell you what you're going to find. You can meet this person virtually. You can meet this person in person. I mean, look, billionaires don't mind somebody buying them a cup of coffee. Hey, can I buy you a cup of coffee? Yeah, sure. No problem. Can I buy you dinner? Absolutely. Absolutely. Buy me dinner anytime. What do you want? Do you get 30 minutes of my time? Absolutely, you can buy me dinner. And then just pick their brain. But also understand the way they carry themselves. They don't use weak words like maybe, probably, things like that. They're very confident when they're talking about their niche and where they operate. They've already had that physiological change in their mind and in their body. And once you get that, let me tell you, man, there is nothing like it. When I talked about that oil change sticker, I know you might have been listening saying, this guy's dopey. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me at all. That's the physiological change. I used to worry that if I used to say something like that, people would laugh. And then I realized, what the hell am I living for? Them or me? I'm living for me. so I can help other people, not them. I can't help them because they don't believe in me. But you know what? There's people right now that believe in you. They're waiting to hear your message, dying to hear your message. They're saying, come on, give it to me. I want to hear it all. I want to get closer to what you got. And you're just sitting there playing small. Well, maybe I'll get to it next week. No, you can't wait till next week. Do it now. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.